up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go again, time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Yeah, stack of records, record players, all the usual. Glad you're back to do it again, because I'm back to do it again, and it would be silly to do it if nobody was paying any attention to it, you know what I mean? So let's have a good time for another week here on the Old Oompa Hour. What the heck are we going to play? I'm going to continue in my quest to remember to play the other side of the record once in a while. Always go with the favorites, you know. You grab a record and you're like, ooh, good song. But there's a good song on the other side, too. You know, that's the thing with records that the young people today don't even know about. You download an MP3, you don't get another song on the other side. There is no other side. And you know, the other side isn't crummy. You know, well, that's the B side. Well, you know, the band or whoever didn't say, well, let's put out the good song here and just find a piece of crap to put on the other side. No, 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 they don't do that. We don't hear from Matty Madura and the orchestra very often. So let's do one. Here's the Sunset Polka to get us rolling this week. There, the Sunset Polka, getting us rolling on another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. That is your old-time oldies show. Again, glad you're along with us for another one here. Amazes me that you listen to all this nonsense and jibber-jabber in between the records. But it would be just boring if I just sat here and played the records and didn't talk about them once in a while, you know what I mean? Now, here's a good example of playing the other side. I don't think I've ever played Alvin Stasinski singing Marina. I don't think I have. Hopsidenia's on the other side, which I play all the time. All the time meaning sometimes two or three times a year. when you only do an hour show once a week and you got thousands of records, it takes a while, man. But I never flip it over. And Marina's a perfectly wonderful song. So here is Alvin Stasinski and Marina.
In love with sweet Marina, a pretty little girl is sweet Marina. She never knew how much I really loved her. What could I do to make a sweetheart of her? One day she was alone and I walked past her. She smiled at me and oh, my heart beat faster. And when I told her of my secret yearning, she kissed me and a flame of love was burning. Marina, 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 please tell me that I'll be your man. Marina, 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 we'll marry as soon as we can. Oh, my pretty little loved one, please don't ever leave me. No, you mustn't leave me. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, my pretty little loved one, please don't ever leave me. No, you mustn't leave me. Oh, no, no, no. Marina, 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 please tell me that I'll be your man. Marina, 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 we'll marry as soon as we can. I'll always be in love with sweet Marina. A pretty little girl is sweet Marina. She never knew how much I really loved her. What could I do to make a sweetheart of her? One day she was alone and I walked past her. She smiled at me and oh, my heart beat faster. And when I told her of my secret yearning, she kissed me and a flame of love was burning. Marina, 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 please tell me that I'll be your man. Marina, 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 we'll marry as soon as we can. Oh, my pretty little loved one, please don't ever leave me. No, you mustn't leave me. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, my pretty little loved one, please don't ever leave me. No, you mustn't leave me. Oh, no, no, no. Marina, 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 please tell me that I'll be your man. Marina, 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 we'll marry as soon as we can. Oh, my pretty little loved one, please don't ever leave me. No, you mustn't leave me.
Well, there you go, Alan Stasinski there, Marina, and one of the few old-time records in all these piles of records that actually has a fade-out for an ending. That's pretty unusual in the world of old-time music. Ah, leave it to Alan Stasinski to pull that one off, huh? Now, here's another one we never hear. Well, we hear the song. Everybody knows the song Wooden Heart. I have Dick Cousins' orchestra doing it, and somehow he manages to take Wooden Heart and stick the Mickey Mouse polka into the middle of it. How do they do it? Yeah, it's one of those trade secrets you'll never know.
Treat me like you really should. cause I'm not made of wood, and I don't have a wooden heart.
So he's got a wooden heart for Mickey Mouse is my takeaway on that one. Dick Cawson's Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Man, I tell you what, about a month ago, 2 months ago, I came up with a brilliant breakthrough. You know, I always talk about if you want to get in touch with us, you can do that by various means, one of which is the Oompa Hour Facebook page, which you just go to Facebook. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll get you there. And I always tell you, if you have requests, dedication, whatever. And I get a lot of messages that way. People want to hear different songs and whatnot as time goes by. But what I don't like, what drives me batty, and I'm sure it's the whole Facebook thing, is all the political posts. Because everybody thinks they're going to change the world by arguing on Facebook. And it got to the point where I didn't even want to look at the Facebook thing anymore. Because we all have our own beliefs, whether you're talking about what motor oil belongs in your engine or what guy belongs in the White House, everybody argues about it. And I think that's the way it's always been. It's never been unanimously in favor of any one oil or any one president. It's not a bad comparison, actually. No matter which statistics you look at, somebody will argue it the other way. And I started a new thing. When I log into the Facebook page, which usually takes me 3 or 4 tries because I have to remember so darn many passwords, I forget, and it's like, that was not the right answer, dummy. Try again, you know, is I just don't look. If you're sending me a message on Facebook, I'm going to see it. And I just don't look at the rest of, what is it, the wall? Is that the people posting on your wall? Is that what they're, it sounds like graffiti to me. Anyway, I just don't look at it. I don't even know. And it's great. Because, like, my stress level is, like, non-existent. It's a fabulous and wonderful thing. Just don't look. See, I have my own personal Facebook page where I don't mind being a smarty pants to people I disagree with. And, you know, you don't have to, you know, it's different when it's here. I don't know. It's just, it's weird. But I've on my personal list, I've called people that, you know, bother me out of there. But I try to remain neutral when I'm on the Oompa Hour Facebook page. And the best way to do that is show up every week, check the messages, play the requests, post the playlist for next week, and ignore the rest of it. You ought to try it. I think you'll find it very, very enjoyable. Speaking of contacting us, yeah, if you have a request, dedication, comment, question, whatever, as I mentioned, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You can also call and leave a voice message or a text at area code 218-259-2985, which almost never happens. I get Facebook messages and I get emails occasionally, but pretty rare that anybody uses the phone. But you can call and leave a voice message. You don't have to talk to a real person like me, if I'm a real person. 218-259-2985. Or you can email Oompa Hour. That's Oompa Hour, one word, all small letters, at AOL.com. Or, like I say, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways, with today's modern technology, you can get a message through. Morse code by banging trash can lids together. It'll all work. I'm really into the B-sides this week. I don't think I've played what I considered to be the regular side of a record since we started the show this week. And here's another one. Here's a Happy Hearts polka. It's Walt Sisolak and the Musical Ambassadors. Normally, I play the Hello Mary Lou polka that's on the other side. So we're shaking it up this week.
Happiness is something that we all need plenty of. It's stuck deep inside your heart for you, someone who loves. So if you're not as happy as you feel you ought to be, find yourself someone to love and have a heart like me. I've got a happy heart, I feel inside like I could almost fly. I think of someone chappy and I wouldn't even deny. Just find someone to live for and to love and then you'll see why I've got this happy heart inside of me. Sometimes it takes convincing and life can't be all that bad. Just take a look around you and you won't feel quite so sad. I've got a happy heart, I feel inside like I could almost fly. I think of someone shabby and I wouldn't even die. Just find someone to live for and to love and then you'll see why I've got this happy heart inside of me.
And there you go, the Happy Hearts Polka, Walt Sisolak and the Musical Ambassadors. And all this noise is just another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. Remain calm, it'll be over soon. I did, though. By the way, I promised I wouldn't. But I looked at the Facebook page during that record. You know what I saw? Picture of a rhubarb pie. That's the kind of Facebook post I like to see. Now, I don't know about you, but we have rhubarb that cannot be stopped in this operation. The rhubarb grows out along the... I shouldn't even tell you this. The rhubarb grows along the side of the garage that's behind the house that was put in like 100 years ago when they built the house. And it's just a little single-car garage, but sticks out from the house. And it's kind of on a little bit of a hill, so there's a lot of fill underneath it. And when they built this garage, they installed a drain. What is more luxurious than a drain in your garage, right? So if your car comes in covered with water or, snow in the winter and it melts off overnight in the garage, it all runs down the drain that's right in the middle of the floor and it goes out a pipe on the side of the garage and lands in the yard, right in the middle of the rhubarb patch. So we've been feeding the rhubarb patch since his house was built 100 years ago with salt and sand and water and motor oil. Transmission fluid, antifreeze, anything else that might drip out of a car over the years. And I think this has created some kind of nuclear rhubarb that cannot be stopped. I mean, it starts budding when it's still snowing out and it just goes like crazy. And we have the neighbors and friends, people come get some rhubarb. We can't stop it. It's going to take over the entire garage. So when I see somebody who's got a rhubarb pie on the Facebook page here, and then there's people asking for the recipes. I'm sure my wife has a rhubarb pie recipe. Well, I know she does because she's made rhubarb pies before. Bop, bop, rhubarb. That was a thing from A Prairie Home Companion. Remember that on, Minnesota Public Radio or whatever. Well, it was everywhere, I think. But he had a thing for rhubarb. Anyway, so I saw that pie recipe and I thought, oh, look at that. Something that's not political. I'm so much more happy. I would like to see more and more of that. Speaking of more and more, here's Johnny Vadnall and More and More.
kiss you. I love you more, more, more and more.
I really mean it.
And when I tell you that I love you, I want to love you more and more.
I don't mean maybe, baby.
Gosh, isn't love just grand?
I'm walking with my honey,
holding you by your hand.
You are my sweetie.
And when I take you home tonight,
aha!
Just love me more and more. Kiss you, I love you more, more, more and more.
I really mean it.
And when I tell you that I love you, I want to love you more and more.
I don't mean maybe, baby.
Gosh, isn't love just grand?
I'm walking with my honey,
holding you by your hand.
You are my sweetie.
And when I take you home tonight,
aha!
Just love me more and more.
Thing is not just rhubarb, but zucchini. You can't stop it, man. Anyway, that was More and More, Johnny Vadnall here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And as long as we just happen to be talking about rhubarb and rhubarb pie, which I blame on somebody on Facebook, I'm not going to tell you who it is, because that wouldn't be very nice. And I mentioned Prairie Home Companion. And I have just about everything that Prairie Home Companion ever released on a recording. Wait a minute, I have the little rhubarb bit here. Here you go, stand by. We'll be back.
It's a very special evening for you, and you've reserved a table for two in the corner at La Maison de Cuisine for you and Kathy.
Oh, Howard, ever since I responded to your IM in the chat room, I've been so happy.
Likewise, Kathy.
Oh,
waiter, the champagne, please.
Monsieur.
Thank you. Here's to us, Kathy.
Yes, to us.
Kathy,
yes?
We've been dating for almost 3 weeks.
Right.
And I think you know what's in my heart.
Oh, what's in that little box?
Well, Kathy,
And just then, the waiter lights the cherry's jubilee at the next table. And your toupee catches on fire.
Oh, my gosh!
And before you can pour water on it, it's gone.
Howard, your ball is a billiard ball.
Kathy, I can explain.
You mean all that dandruff on your shoulder? It was phony?
It was actually kosher salt.
And then a man at a nearby table recognizes you.
Hey, Shamu. Remember me? It's Wally, the human crocodile. Hey, who's the hot mama?
Who's that strange man, Howard?
Hey, I haven't seen you in 10 years, buddy boy.
Wally,
you still keep in touch with the old gang? Blimpy the fat boy? Coco, the bearded lady, or the tattooed man, huh? The twins, have you seen them? Chang and Chong?
Oh, no.
I saw Rocky, the dog-faced boy, the other day. Did you know he married the human pincushion? Did you know that? Hey, say hello to Sparky.
Howard, you never told me about this.
I was in the carnival for a few years. I was Shamu, the lizard boy.
What?
You see, I have webbed feet.
Well, is there anything else I should know?
I ate flies, Kathy.
What?
I sort of developed a taste for them,
but you still eat flies?
No, I could give it up at any time. Believe me, it's just that, you know, they're so darn tasty.
Wouldn't this be a good time for a piece of rhubarb pie? I should say so. Nothing gets the taste of fear and humiliation out of your mouth like bebop or rebop rhubarb pie. Yes, one little thing can revive a guy, and that is a piece of homemade pie. Serve it up nice and hot. Maybe things aren't as bad as you thought. Well, mama's little baby loves rhubarb, rhubarb, bebop, rhubarb, rhubarb pie.
mama's little baby loves rhubarb, 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 rhubarb.
Oh, if you're going to steal something for your show, might as well be something funny anyway, right? From Prairie Home Companion Garrison Keillor in the cat. It's not my fault. I'm not going to tell you who, but it might have been somebody named Glenn put a rhubarb pie up on the Facebook page. And see where that leads? Just like, yeah, see, it can, stuff can happen, man. Because if you send in a request or you make a post on Facebook, it could become part of the show. Anyway, let us move on. We're like halfway through the show. I have not talked about the World of Accordions Museum. I feel that I am really slacking off here in my duties to promote the hoarding of accordions. Just check them out. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. Look at the webpage. Go there if you can. But if you can't, look at the webpage, worldofaccordions.org. 1,400 stinking accordions in one place. It just amazes me. And all sorts of great research materials and knowledgeable people. They have the accordion technician and repair school there. They've got the concert hall, all kinds of neat stuff. I know you're going to be traveling this season, finally. And if you find yourself anywhere near the Duluth Superior area, stop into Superior on Belknap Street. Check them out online. Find out when they're open. You know, if you got a busload of people, they'd love that, but you better make an appointment. World of Accordions Museum, worldofaccordions.org. Check them out. Now it's time to play Walter Ostenek. It is. Yes, it is. Here's the Alpine Club Polka. There, the Alpine Club Polka, Walter Ostenek and the band. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. I see I got a Cousin Fuzzy record over here. And does it seem to you like I've been a lot of Cousin Fuzzy records coming around the last few weeks? I don't know, kind of feels that way. I don't know, maybe not. Not that I'm complaining, mind you. It just kind of seems that way. Cousin Fuzzy and the Cousins, how can you turn down a name like the Peppy Pepper Polka? We'll be right back. All right, there you have it. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, if you remember back a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month by now, I'm not sure. It's been a while anyway. I played a record by Bobby Gregory and his band, and it was off of an EP. It had four songs on the 45, two songs on each side. And I told you I was going to put that record back in the bottom of the stack and then play the rest of the cuts off of the record over the next few weeks. And the record went to the bottom of the stack, and I keep putting more records on the top of the stack, and I never got to the bottom of the stack again, and I realized I hadn't followed up on my promise to play more of these Bobby Gregory records. So I got one ready to go here, and I looked him up because this is the only Bobby Gregory record I think I've ever had, and I always find them highly amusing, and I thought, well, what's the scoop on this cat anyway? Born in 1900. Man, that's a long time ago. No wonder he passed away. He'd be like 121 now. That's not likely. peak popularity in the late 1940s, playing Western music, singer and accordion player, often accompanied by his band, the Cactus Cowboys. That does not say that on this record. It says Bobby Gregory and band. So I don't know. And I tried to research the date of this record, which is very difficult to do. Best shots 1957, though. If that helps you out. So that means he was 57 if he was born in 1900. That's a nice even year to be born in. It's very easy to do the math using 1900 as your base point anyway. And I don't know that these are strictly, are these old-time records? I mean, he's playing an accordion. He's singing. It's a good time. You could dance to him. So I'm just going to slip him in here until I've played all four of the cuts. So here's Bobby Gregory and band, which means somewhere out there, there are people that can say, I was a member of and band. You would think this is going to be terribly sad, but when he sings it, it doesn't come out that sad. This is called Valley of the Blues.
In the Valley of the Blues, in the Valley of the Blues, I'm all alone. Always thought that she would love me and never leave me, but I'm alone in the Valley of the Blues. In the Valley of the Blues, my baby left me. In the Valley of the Blues, to find alone. Never thought that she would leave me, just for another. Now I'm alone in the Valley of the Blues. In the Valley of the Blues, my heart is lonely. In the Valley of the Blues, there's no more joy. I will never be the same.
Go, Bobby Gregory and band in the Valley of the Blues. Hey, there was some almost yodeling in that one. That makes it even better. I got to remember now. Put this one in the back of the stack. We got a couple of more cuts to get to here in the coming weeks in that one here in the old Oompa Hour. So what the heck? We are way almost like two-thirds of the way through the show already. How is time possibly going this fast? Let's do a waltz, shall we? I don't think this one's made the show before. Here's Marion Lush. This is the Goodbye Chicago Waltz.
Я до Чикаго в'єнце не вруце, в далекий свят це пояде. Знайде дівчине варно єдине, бенже мені хчава і кокава. Знайде дівчине варно єдине, бенже мені хчава і кокава. Моє життя в Чикаго є марне, всичко, що м'явим згубивим. Жегнам те м'ясто, жегнам те люди, що мене кохали саве життя. Жегнам то м'ясто, жегнам те люди, що мене кохали całe życie. Może ja znajdę w tym wielkim świecie życie, co ma być pożądne. Muszę ja szukać po całym świecie inne kochanie, kochanie. Muszę ja szukać po całym świecie inne kochanie, kochanie.
Marion Lush there. Goodbye, Chicago Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Hey, glad you're hanging in there for another week and enjoying another program here on the old radio or the podcast or the streamcast or the, I don't know, however in today's modern world of technological stuff you could be listening. I'm glad you're in there, all right? Here's Six Fat Dutchmen. That's what they do in Minnesota.
They go fishing every day. They don't have time to make love. They're busy making hay. But when a frosty winter comes, they do not fish or hay. They do the chores, then stay indoors and make love all the day. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota. In Minnesota. In Minnesota. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota. In the cold, cold, frosty winter time. We'll be right back.
Six Fat Dutchman on Tim Zumpa Hour, and I'm trying to figure out here what the you ever look at your, no you don't, because you're normal people, you look at your control board, your master controller, your faders, your switches, your mixer that you got in front of you here, and I'm noticing that two channels are wired to something, and I have no idea what. I can see there's two controllers here, and there's wires hooked to the other end of them that they go somewhere to do something. Nothing on this whole thing is labeled. I want to mix it up by putting labels on it and make it ugly. So the whole show is done by memory. I have no idea what channels 3 and 4 do. They have stuff plugged into them. But what? What could it be? There's no other stuffs around. Oh, this deserves an investigation. I put this together years ago. I have no idea where those wires go. Hey, as long as we're hanging around New Ulm, what with the Six Fat Dutchmen, how about the Jolly Brewers? This is a great record. You know, remember we have records, 45s or 78s or whatever, and you'd have be a song, and then on the label of the record, it would say waltz or polka or foxtrot. So you knew kind of what it was, right? You know, this one says, it says it's Oompa Rock. Oompa Rock? Here are the Jolly Brewers when Colonel Oompa reviews the troops. This is Oompa Rock, so let's boogie down, fellas. There, Colonel Oompa is reviewing the troops to some polka rock, or Oompa Rock. That's what it says right here on the record. Oompa Rock. I would not kid you about a thing like that. Anyway, there you have it. We got, time's flying by this week. Let's do Norby Baker and his Music Makers. You would think something called the Question and Answer Polka would have singing in it. It says, I'm sorry, but this is an instrumental. So here you have it, the Question and Answer Polka. Thank you. Norby Baker and his music makers. Hey, that rhymes. That's the question and the answer polka. Here on Tim's Hoopa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. We're going to see how many more records we can squeeze in here. Man, I'm looking at the clock here. I'm thinking I got 10 minutes left, 3 minutes of record. That's nine. I got to play a commercial yet? Oh, man, the pressure is on. Hang on, Frankie Yankovic's coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
The mission before me is to see if I can fit three more records into the show this week. Is it possible? I'm not so sure. There's Mr. Yankovic. It's the My Sweetheart Polka.
Moje dítle ještě mláda, moje dítle ještě mláda, moje dítle ještě mláda, po mi starší znaj svět. Kaldr bojští vám rušu, prýr mi popěta, dáte popomakla, punkt cik za věsta, punkt cik za vzala bom, mil se jo kalbo, kirt nikdar vidl več, moje oči. Moje dítle ještě mláda, moje dítle ještě mláda, po mi starší znaj slík. Kadr boždí vám ruší, prýr mi popěta, dáte pomakla, punk cik zavěsa. She loved me, but oh how she lied, but oh how she lied to me. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. So what the heck do we care? What the heck do we care? Hail, hail, the gang's all here. So what the heck do we care now?
There you go, Frankie Yankovic there, My Sweetheart Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Two more records to go is what I'm shooting for here. I just gotta shut up and play the records. Here's Kenny Bass.
I are the mountain over the hill, just like the calling of the whippoorwill. Though you hear the sweet boy calling his mate over the mountain gate. Even though the miles are in between, the mess
Oh,
Yes, and the orchestra there, the Jolly Lumberjacks Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And it looks like, oh, I'm going to sneak in one more record. I made it. I didn't know if I'd get away with this. I ain't got no time. That's actually the name of the song. There's Frank Gutowski Trio. There you go. I ain't got no time. That's Frank Gutowski's trio here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And I tell you what, I ain't got no time for no more records. We barely snuck that one in at the end, boy. Talk about a jam-full show this week. I'm starting to work on the records for next week already, so mark your calendars or whatever, huh?
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.